Political journalist Annabel Crabb is as well known these days for her cooking as she is for her journalism. As host of ABC TV series Kitchen Cabinet, she's taken us inside the homes and given us good insight to the stomachs too of many of our top politicians. The deal is, the politicians, they're in charge of the first and second course, and as you know, Annabel brings along the dessert. In fact, food and cooking has been a central part of her life since she was a child. Now she's joined forces with her oldest and bestest friend, Wendy Sharp, to compile a book of recipes. It's called Special Delivery, Favourite Food Made to Take. Annabel, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
This is a very friendly book. It's a friendly book to read. It's friendly in tone and it's friendly in concept. It's all about cooking food, not just to share with friends, but to take to friends. Tell me about that, the taking of food.
Well, I always feel a bit nude if I turn up at someone's house without food. It's something I inherit from my mum a little bit. She's coming to Sydney tonight for a book launch sort of event. And when I spoke to her a minute ago, she was busy making honey biscuits in a toaster oven. She's been, can't use her house for weird reasons, renovation related. And she's got that same thing. She cannot come and visit without bringing some biscuits for my kids. And I feel a bit like that too. And I think there is something so warm and generous about bringing food to people that I love to do it. And this whole book is about food that you can take to people's houses, not just if you get invited over to bring a plate or attend a barbie or whatever, but also the sort of food that you take when people are in trouble, when they're sad or they're unwell, or if they've just had some massive triumph and you want to let them know that you've been thinking about them and you've been more than thinking about them, you've also been making them something with your own hands. I think it's a really nice thing to do.
It's a lovely thing. I know what you mean. My dear old dad started late in life cooking biscuits and sending them all around the country to us, and in fact around the world to me when I lived in London.
But if you get a box of crumbs, it's still good.
He used to send them in cardboard shoe boxes, of course, so he didn't have, luckily for us, at the end of every recipe, you tell people how to transport these and you don't recommend the cardboard shoe box with a bit of string.
No, although the Anzac is a very durable biscuit and, you know, it was designed initially
not so durable
without
in the cardboard
eggs
box.
To be sent to the Anzacs, you see. So it actually, yeah, I mean, it's better than a shortbread, I'll give it that.
Yeah, well, sometimes they survived if customs would let them through. You talk about your mum. Did your mum teach you to cook?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was your inspiration?
Yeah, so I grew up on a farm on the Adelaide Plains, which is where I met Wendy Sharp. She lived on a farm a couple over, and we became kind of best mates at primary school, and we've been best mates ever since. And we have lived in different cities all around the world, but we always try and, if we are in the same city, live close to each other, and we transport food back and forth. And yeah, like my mum, as I said, is a big food bringer, and she is a great cook, an experimental cook. And I learned about the fascination of food from her, and also about the generosity.
There's some great stories about your experimentations, and here's some of which worked, some of which didn't. But just with the taking of food, there's retro cake tins, you recommend Eskies. You even recommend seedling pots.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. There's all sorts of things.
With the note, do wash them first.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can use anything to take food in, within reason. Well, the big issue is making a decision about whether it needs to be airtight or not. I mean, I've had some terrible blunders on that front. I did take some really beautiful brandy snap baskets once to Craig Emerson's house in Queensland, and because I erred towards the decorative rather than the functional, I put them in this sort of vintage tin. I do like vintage tins, but they don't seal very well. And by the time I got there, these poor baskets were actually just these sort of flabby little corpses.
How did that go on the television, on the filming?
Well, if you watch that episode, you'll notice that the camera coverage of the finished dessert is just fleeting at best. We kind of zoomed over it because they were just these dead little floppy things with curd and fruit piled on them. Dreadful, really.
I want to reassure everyone, there are terrific recipes in this book. Half the book is taken up with sweet things, which is incredible, and they look irresistible. And half is, you know, soups and lunches and main courses. I said it's a friendly book. It's also a funny book, which probably won't surprise people who know you and know the show. You talk about, I laughed out loud when I was reading the recipe for fattoush, and I'm just going to read it here. The first thing about fattoush, you write, the fabulous Lebanese salad in which pita bread is royally primped with herbs and lettuce, is saying the word fattoush. It's an extremely pleasing word to utter. I'd like you to utter it now and then tell us a little bit more about fattoush and a barbecue.
Fattoush. Fattoush. You see, you can have that really rich at the end, fattoush. It's so brilliant.
What is
I've
it?
Given you an excuse to say it. Well, it's a terrific salad, which utilises, well, it's sort of originally designed to use stale pita bread, but actually it's just the best kind of crouton, and it allows you to add oil and salt and stuff to the bread, which is excellent. So you make these sort of flatbread croutons by rubbing oil into pita bread and then baking it in the oven with salt and pepper and stuff. And then you just toss it into a salad with radishes and lettuce and all sorts of crunchy stuff. Wendy, because she's a tireless innovator, once, and anybody who is a legitimate fattoush, like, purist, close your ears right now for about 5 seconds. She put some sliced peach in, and it was really good.
Oh, but not sliced peach in the fattoush.
Aha, yeah, okay. And look, we've got some a guidance in there for how to protect your purist, fattoush-loving friends from this innovation. You can use tomato instead, or nothing at all in that direction.
Terrific recipes, but I must say, sometimes the innovation goes too far. Thai green curry to a barbecue.
Okay. Now, don't overlook this.
Don't knock this, is what you're trying to say.
Okay, so you get your vegetables and your ingredients and you barbecue them all on the barbecue, and then you pour the curry sauce over the top. So you get barbecue stripes, beautiful char-grilled stripes on your fresh veggies and prawns, and then your beautiful curry sauce on top. Don't overlook it, seriously. Rather than poaching in a bath, barbecued. Think about it.
You will never convince me. It's un-Australian, I reckon, Green.
I will bring some to you and you will change your mind, Fran Kelly.
It is a great book. Annabelle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Annabelle Crabb. The book is called Special Delivery. We've just told you why. Favourite food made to take. It's co-written with her longtime friend, Wendy Sharp, who happens to be a food scientist, which would help. Published by Murdoch Books. And tonight on ABC TV at 8 o'clock, you can see Annabelle in the kitchen. Well, actually, yes, in the kitchen in a different way. It's a bipartisan lunch. This is the first time with Liberal Minister Christopher Pyne dining with Labor MP frontbencher Anthony Albanese at a Canberra Chinese restaurant, and they get into that kitchen and they cook dumplings. Can't say too much. Thanks, Annabelle.